For a long time, the Willamette River has been a central part of life for people of the Willamette Valley. Oftentimes today, in our fast-paced lifestyles, we leave little time for enjoying the beauty of these natural places. On a chilly January morning, I sit in Alton Baker Park with Fred Wilbur. Fred has always been a water person. He grew up on the Columbia River and has lived near the Willamette River since the 1950s. We sit near the banks of the swollen Willamette River, the brown, murky water surging over the banks and onto the bike path. Although we are in the midst of an unusually bitter winter and our location to the south, the current carries us downstream 46 years ago on a warm, sunny day, as Fred recalls his journey.
I had always wanted to go down the Willamette, and just for kicks, but I couldn't really afford to do it myself. This was just prior to my starting my teaching career.
In the summer of 1959, Fred guided two teenage boys on a trip down the river in a 14-foot motorboat he had built in college.
My intent was not to motorboat the thing, except coming back. And we felt that from Corvallis on, it was probably deep enough that we could make it without doing too much damage to the boat. So we put in at Corvallis and then worked our way down the river, and it took about a week.
During their expedition, starting at Corvallis and ending at Shampooey Park, more than 60 miles downstream, they experienced the river in many ways.
The things that I remember most about it would be how filthy the river was, and the fact that my boat was so dirty when I got back up. I mean, stuff just stuck to it.
Fred spent several hours scrubbing to remove the film and debris from the water that had collected on his boat. The two boys did spend a little time swimming and water skiing in the river, but they were still cautious, and for most of the trip did not get in at all. They experienced firsthand the presence of pollution in the Willamette. Fred has been a definite proponent of efforts to clean up the river. Despite being faced with the reality of the state of the river, encounters with mosquitoes, and a little bit of sunburn, overall, the trio had an enjoyable trip and experienced a kind of solitude that one may only be able to find on the river.
As we floated along, it was like we were in our own world and no one existed, because there were the dikes, you know, the berms of the soil on each side of the river, and once in a while you'd see a sprinkler hit, you know, a sprinkler stream go by, and you'd know that there was a field on the other side of this. But otherwise, well, it was just like you were kind of down in this depression, and nothing was there around you. And it was really neat because it was just very, very private.
Fred hands me slides from an envelope. I hold them up to the light and see faded pictures of a tree-lined river, a cook stove set up for camp, and two boys cooling off in the Willamette River on a hot day.
It was just something that I felt that would be a fun thing to do, and I'd do it again in a minute.